Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Vivo! Welcome to another edition here on The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I might just stop calling myself the godfather of whiskey only because I drink everything else but that shit now. Nah, I can't do that. I got way too much fucking whiskey for that.
Still godfather of whiskey, man. Where you came from.
Yeah, you can't forget your roots. Mm-hmm. Godfather cranberry juice, baby. Sure. You know, shit, don't nobody drink no more. I got that shit in my veins, baby. So, Oh, it is Celebrity Spirit Month here on The Last Drop. The Last Dropian. I'm not gonna lie, I'm losing track of days. I thought we was already done with it. So I was like, shit. I was like, it's only the second week of July. I was like, damn. The
second week. Yeah.
Moving slow then. Shit. God damn. June was over like that, son. I was still thinking we was getting ready for 4th of July because I saw one of them goddamn fireworks stands up and shit. I was like, all right. Biggest waste of a fucking... Anyway.
Oh gosh, yes. Talk about that all day.
I think we talk about it every year.
Yeah. Hate that gut. Anyway.
I hate that fucking holiday so fucking much. You guys don't like freedom? Oh, trust us. Nobody like more freedom than our black asses. Trust us on that or whatever. But the way we celebrate it is a whole different story or whatever. Just blowing up shit.
Yep.
When I woke up the next morning, that motherfucker clouds and everything was all dark and ashy looking. It looked like Ashy Larry, actually.
It looked like Pompeii.
It looked like Mad Max. It looked like that world in
the game. The wasteland, yeah.
Yeah, it's just dusty looking and just always like, I don't like that look. I saw like some orange blotches in the ground and shit like that. I was like, what the fuck happened here? So, you know, people actually spend like $300 on that shit too?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That is fucking crazy. You know what I could buy with $300, Cody? You know what I can buy? Lot. You know what I can buy with $300? I can buy this goddamn thing right here. That's what I can buy with $300, okay?
That beauty right there. Look at that.
Yeah. I could do things with this. I can at least drink it. I can enjoy it. I can share it with people. What the fuck can I do with fireworks, Cody?
G4 Muertos. Look at that.
Yeah, it was funny because dude at K&L, he's like, yeah, you holding that thing tight like it's a baby. Mm-hmm. I was just like. Yeah,
you goddamn right. Like 6,000 of those. What the fuck you think?
Yeah. Get your fucking own, then, dude. Shit. You got two more on the shelf up there, whatever. Shit. I wish I would have known about that little tip that Ricky told me because I would have been like, I don't want that one. Then show me the other two in the back. So each one has like a different emblems on them or whatever and shit. And I have the one with the R. I guess that's the G4 logo, if I'm not mistaken. That one with the G4 logo on it. Yeah, that is the G4 logo because it's on this bottle. Right at the top up there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't realize that. Okay.
I didn't notice that neither. So, yeah, the G4 logo is like an agave plant with a pool ball. It looked like a ball with a little dot in it, and it's got that bull in the back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
I thought something would describe their logo. So, yeah, I got that one. I would have preferred the one with the lady on it. Oh yeah, that one. That shit looks gorgeous. I would have preferred one.
Yeah.
So I like that. If you buy this bottle, people check the side box. It'll tell you which one you get with a red check mark. I didn't know that until after I bought it. And I was like, oh well, damn. I mean, it's still cool as shit, whatever. But if I had a choice, I would have went definitely with this one. Because that's just dope as shit. So I'm gonna hold this for the rest of the show.
As you should.
Because I've been holding on it for
prized possession.
For a day and a half now, whatever. Hey, you want Cody to see you? You want Cody? Okay, we'll open you up then. Okay.
Look at that. Look at that sheen.
There you go, Cody. Oh, hold up, nigga. Don't be looking too far now. Oh shit, she just was born, nigga. What's wrong with you? I'll take all these camera photos and shit like that. She don't like the flash. Yeah. Oh my god,
she's born. Why don't she like a casket?
It is a casket. It straight up is a casket. That's what's so dope about it too. Like, check it out. Like, it's straight up a casket.
Yeah. Okay. That's gorgeous.
It was funny because even my family, when they saw me pull it, was like, God damn, it's a casket, motherfucker. I was like, yeah, I love it. Oh, and it's so soft on the inside too. That little covering. And oh, look at this beautiful thing.
Look at the juice.
Looks just like the Blanco Madeira.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got them both suckers. I was drinking on this right now.
Gorgeous,
so beautiful.
World's a much better place with G4 in it. I gotta tell you,
it really is.
Gotta tell you, man.
I'll tell you, on those high proof Blancos too, dude, you still get that olive note on there.
Yep,
so good.
Love that.
But you also get like a little something else on the tip, and it's just like, oh, that's just so special,
dude. Those high proof Blancos, man. Those things are different.
They're delicious. I'm drinking the Madeira one right now, and I was doing a little tasting with the G4s Blancos earlier, as I was telling Cody, and both of them are really solid, and the regular Blanco for only $45, I'm like, man, I hope G4 is at Tequila Fest this year.
I imagine. Maybe they won't be, but I think they will be. It should be, right?
I only say that because I want some merch.
Yeah, want some merch. I want to taste all that shit. I want to taste shit off the menu. You know, there could be a bunch of off the non-retail shit they're going to have there.
Yeah, that's what I want, too.
That's all I'm looking forward to.
I would love for G4 to be there to try this.
Yeah, just hold on to the bottle for a little longer.
Keep it chill. Yeah, it's like a hold up for a little longer. Yeah. Wait till all 6,000 get sold. Shit like that.
Exactly.
Because K&L running real low right now. I was looking at that, I was like, oh, damn, shit. I was like, yeah, so I went ahead and got this. But yeah, I think I will wait just a little bit longer on this to open it. Who knows? Maybe I get a second one. Maybe. K&L still have those two in stock by the end of the year.
It might be down to one pretty soon. I'm gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
I'm not even bullshitting you, sir. It's coming close.
that's
all I'll say.
I highly will say this. Ricky told me the fucking juice is fabulous. He said, and he got three of them. He said,
"Of course,
of course, he did." Yeah. He said, "There's a reason why I got three." I was just like, "Yeah, I understand why." He's got all three design late emblems too, as well. So I was like, "Oh yeah, that's perfect." I was like, "Well, I want two then. You know, I want another one." That was the thing when I got this one. I looked at it and was just like, "I want another one. I want another one, and I want it like ASAP." But I'll probably wait a little bit longer to get that or whatever. But honestly, I don't see myself wanting something until like we get to when Michter's released the Bomb Burgers and Shinks, but those are only like $100 and something or whatever. So I was like, my next big purchase again might just go ahead and be this bottle again, to be honest.
Can't be mad at that. Who could be mad at that?
Yeah, because I'm already I'm already on the G4. I got all the Blancos.
Mm-hmm.
I got this bad boy now. I just got to get three more of those bottles. I got to get that extra Añejo, the regular Añejo, and the Reposado, which Reposado is easy. I can find that for $50 or whatever shit. So I even think the extra Añejo, I can find that easily at Tequila Ranch. The Añejo will be the hard one, but there is a store in San Diego that sells it for $100.
Mm.
I was like, that's worth the drive. I might have to make that drive. I might have to make that drive one day, Cody. They ship it, but I was like, fuck all that. I ain't getting all that.
Actually, you don't have to make the drive. You want to, you just make a day out of it. Take the Amtrak there.
Yeah, I was about to say, what the fuck is that train called?
Yeah.
Because the Amtrak's only like $50, I think, to ride down there. Mm. I just wish I could remember the name of the fucking place where we got that chicken. And that
bread. I think it's on the tip of my tongue, dude. I think it's called like the Gas Slim.
Tavern.
Something. Tavern. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
It's Gas Lamp Tavern.
Yeah.
I just remember it was on a corner.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's still open anymore or if it's still there. I don't recall.
Probably not. Yeah. And it was like, it had like this divey sports bar look.
Right.
And it had like a little upstairs area, like a little tiny ass upstairs area. Uh-huh. Where it was just like a bunch of little tables and stuff like that. But yeah, you're probably right. A lot of shit closed over the past 4 years in the cell. So. Hmm. This tequila is really fucking good. I can't wait for next week. Next week's Celebrity Tequila Week. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to hold on to this thing. Cody, I recommend you get this bad boy because it is a beauty.
Yeah, it's – I would say by the time we record next week, I think it's safe to say it'll be in my hands.
I think this is one of those that like – wow, the engraving on this is really, I didn't even notice. Like, the detail on this shit is really fucking exquisite, too, as well. I mean, I got to tell you, this is just absolutely beautiful. I think it's one of my best purchases of the year, next to my my Hennessy Paradis, because obviously I was hunting that bottle down for like a fucking year, basically, just because of the price and shit like that. But this is easily my favorite of the year so far, is this. I'm excited for you to get one. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, man. When you pulled the trigger on it, I was like, yeah, that's give me that little extra bit of motivation. I was like, you know, fuck it.
I told you what I've been doing this year. I don't. I didn't know if it was like better or not or whatever. I guess like some people do it because they do it like for emergency funds or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that shit for emergency
funds. Right.
But what I've been doing is been putting like. Every paycheck I got this little jar over here and shit. Actually, it's one of my passport wallets. I call it the jar or whatever shit, but it's mm-hmm. I got a thick ass passport wallet. Funny enough, that Patron gave me. So for the whole year, I just been putting like, I think I started putting like, I put $200 in there. And then I just been putting like a little extra $50 or $60 or whatever. It's usually just change I get from when I break 100. If I'm spending like $40 or something like that, I'll take the rest of that 60, put it in this little passport wallet, add it on there. I've been using that to buy my spirits this year. So I have not been swiping my card at all or like feeling like I need to touch my check-in, my savings, whatever, or anything like that. I just been using that money that I've been putting in cash. And I noticed a lot of these liquor stores, too, my fucking card just don't work at them no more. They got these new readers. Mm. And sometimes my card works and sometimes it doesn't.
Interesting.
Tequila Ranch, I've had that issue. And there's another store, too. But funny enough, the last time I was at Tequila Ranch, my card worked. So I was just like, which was not that while ago or whatever. It worked there. And I was just like, that's when I just decided I'm just going to stop using the cards or whatever to buy my liquor. I'm just going to fucking use the cash. So I had, as I told Cody, in cash, like after my last purchases, like 500 left. I just took 330. Actually, I took 350, and I went and got it. It was 330 with the tax and stuff. So, and I got this bad boy, and then obviously I still got like 160 to 170 or whatever still left, or whatever. So I'm just gonna every paycheck, like I said, just keep putting another $50 in it. Then be up to, you know, I'll be up to another 300 soon, Cody. So I go get another bottle. Yeah. So I go get another bottle.
One more game.
Yeah.
Another one.
Because I don't, like I said, I don't really have anything in mind. People always ask me, when you're looking for whiskey, like, what are you looking for? Nothing really. Whatever just come across my thing for the good price range. Like, I got a Weller Foolproof the other day. I didn't buy it because I fucking wanted it. I bought it because it was $99. But I was like, yeah, that's retail. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I want that price. Right. And I even questioned if I was going to buy it, too, because I was like, I'm about to buy this next week or whatever. And I was like, eh, $99. Can't beat that. Might as well go ahead and grab that bad boy. So it's not like I'm necessarily looking for anything, but I will say I'm looking for when it comes to tequila. I'm looking for tequila. I'm looking for the Añejo, which I already found. So it's in San Diego. I just got to go pick it up now. Whatever. They look like they have a lot of it in stock too at this store. I rarely go liquor shopping in San Diego. I usually just go to the bars and shit like that. But I wouldn't mind checking out. I remember me and Cody went into one, and it was actually pretty fucking nice. We were just walking. I think he was walking back to the hotel. He might have been just leaving for the day. I think we just had breakfast, and we were leaving for the day and shit like that. But we stopped in this one store, and we were just kind of staring at it. It was actually really fucking nice. But
I remember that, yeah.
I didn't even remember the name of that store. I don't remember the names of any fucking thing in San Diego, to be honest. So, So yeah, that's one exciting thing. Another exciting thing, people, September 7th can't come soon enough because me and Cody both got our tickets to Tequila Ranch. Not Tequila Ranch, Tequila Fest.
Tequila Fest, yes, sir.
Might as well call it a ranch. I mean, yeah.
But yeah, it's official. I am excited. Can't wait. It's going to be
too excited.
Our first Tequila Fest.
Yes.
We're going to be there. Got the VIP tickets, of course.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go about it. Come on now. It's no brainer. No brainer.
I actually don't understand why you would do regular now at that point.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, that is stupid. Why would you do that?
I mean, because the shit that we're getting with our VIP, you got to pay for if you did regular. And when you kind of do the math, you're like, you damn near going to be up at that. We paid with tax or the Eventbrite free fee. I think it was like $177. Mm-hmm. So it's like $165. So you're paying an extra like $12 in fees or whatever and shit. And yeah, that's $65. You easily could look at that and be like, because you got to buy your own water, too. They say that shit. You got to drink water. They don't hand out water. That shit ain't free. You got to buy it. The food and shit like that, that ain't free neither if you get regular. Obviously, the complimentary stuff that you're going to be getting to, clearly you'd have to pay for that if you was regular. So it's like, yeah, that $65 easily could wrap up. Because I would imagine you spend $30 on food, maybe $25, somewhere around that range or whatever. So yeah, you easily paying. So me and Cody, we ain't going to be digging in our wallets when we get there, man.
Nope. Chilling.
Yeah, and apparently they got a little smoke lounge too in the VIP area. So yeah, I'm gonna bring some cigars. That'll be our break in between. I'll bring two cigars or whatever. And, yeah, that'll be our break in between because me and Cody we get there an hour early.
Yep, that's 12:30.
Yeah, while general admission they get in at like 1:30. So we got a plan. We going straight to the hard shit. We got like all right. Where the Cabals, where the G4s, where all them companies at? We going straight to them, and then we'll work our way up to like the, I think of some lesser brands or whatever, like the one they just announced or whatever. Good shit, but it's a lesser brand. I don't think they really have like too many high end stuff, whatever. Basically, we're going for the high end shit first. Is what we're trying to say.
That's about it. Artenam. Coming for your ass.
Yeah. Oh, and you can buy bottles there too.
Even better.
So actually, I probably will bring cash with me just so I can buy some shit because probably I'm going to enjoy something. I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to need to get that from you right now or whatever. I wonder if they tax that shit there. I hope not. That'd be great.
That'd be great. They probably do, though.
Yeah, they probably do. Because I did that Tequila Fest or the thing I went to in Long Beach, they didn't tax you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like,
We'll see. We'll see.
Whatever the price was on the menu, that's what you paid, like, straight up, whatever. I was like, okay, yeah. So that'd be great, actually. So, I wish the tickets wouldn't have gone on sale so early. I'm excited. I'm too excited.
I'm just glad we're secure. I'm comfortable. I have a sense of comfort. And I'm just ready, man.
Yeah.
I'm just ready.
Because it's a limited... Fun. And on the VIP, obviously, I assumed it was too. I was trying to take my time, but I was like, I really, like you said, I wanted to be secure about getting my VIP. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want general admission. I really didn't want general admission. I was like, I didn't want that shit. I don't want to get there an hour after everybody had already had some shit and stuff. I'm being like, man, it's some bullshit. They get their own little shaded private lounge and shit, whatever and stuff. Like, yeah, I ain't about that right now, or whatever, you know. So yeah, it's gonna be clean and shit. I can't wait. Me and Cody gonna have this mapped out to perfection. It's gonna be a ball, man. That was probably the best 177 I've ever spent. They're gonna have a lot of brands there. Hopefully they handing out some merch because like I was just telling Cody before we start, I need some G4 merch. Okay. Some G4 merch.
Give me all the merch. I'm gonna bring out like a big ass bag.
Yeah.
Because I already know.
I hope Patron is there because they give out bags like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Patron no better.
Collect, son.
Yeah, I want that shit. And it's in September on a Saturday on the 7th. I will be wearing a fucking hat and sunglasses because it's probably going to be hot as
it's
shit.
It's going to be hot as balls.
Yeah, and I don't want my someone said at the office, I had like a, from the last tequila thing, I had like a sunglass.
Oh, like a, you do sunglass tan.
I said, I didn't even notice it.
I look like a raccoon and shit.
I was like looking like the coon from South Park.
Oh shit so
yeah, so I was like, I should have wore a hat. I should have wore that fucking hat.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, actually, you know what, yeah, that's probably, yeah, I'm not really one for hats myself, but that day I'll probably rock a hat. That's a good call, actually.
Funny enough, I don't really wear hats outside. I usually wear them around when I'm lounging or like running errands or whatever and stuff. Uh-huh. But that day I definitely,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I will, and if I don't wear it, I'll like attach it to my, like, you know, because they have Velcro, so I'll just attach it to the fucking pants or whatever shit. But yeah, I'm not making that mistake again because that's
smart, actually.
Because it was fucking hot that day, and I was ignoring it because tequila was good. So already know, looking for you,
come for your ass.
And I'm not going for your lineup. I see a total one. I want that vintage shit. Mm-hmm. You better bring that vintage shit again because that vintage shit was delicious as hell.
Yes, sir.
Mm. What's another brand you want to try? Let's just go ahead and throw that. What's a brand you looking out there that you haven't bought yet that you want to try? This is really fucking good too, by the way. I just want to put that.
that's the Madeira, right?
Yeah, it's the Madeira one. It is so good, Cody.
Oh, that's a good question, man. You pretty much named all like the top ones I really want to try. Particularly Cabal. I haven't tried that shit yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
I never know
the Kilo Ocho. I'm looking forward to see what they have there. Kilo Ocho. Like we were saying, we tried some of the offerings off the show so far.
Yeah.
So this shit is fantastic. It's really fucking good. So I'm looking forward to see what they have.
Oh, I wonder if they have the old Fitzgerald one by then.
Oh shit. They probably will.
Yeah, because that's September, and I did say fall. Maybe they'll have like a little sample bottle of that one ready.
Right.
Ooh, might have to hit them up right away.
Buddy.
From them, and it was fucking, the Widow Jane, that was fucking delicious. I thought it was great. And that bottle was cheap as hell, too, like their regular lineup. Cause I saw some prices the other
day. Oh, yeah, that's very well priced.
It's like in the $30 to $50 range or whatever. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, Tequila Ocho.
I want to see what Class A Azul, if they bring anything to the table. We'll see what they got.
Oh, that's right. Because
Chamber.
I don't think you've ever had the gold, huh?
Mm-mm.
Hopefully they bring the gold out. Yeah, because that one's the one that shot up in prices and shit like that. So.
No, and then some high-end Patron. I've yet to try any of that.
Well,
I'm looking forward to see what that's all about.
I'll tell you this, Patron got some nice ass merch too. Okay, they got nice ass merch, dude.
Oh, and of course, I don't know how I forgot this one. It just dawned on me. Mandala.
Ooh, I haven't had that one either.
Yeah. Oh, this shit's fuego. Yeah. So yeah, that shit's really good.
Okay. So you just gave me a list now.
Yeah.
I don't even think they've done announcing who's all gonna be there, neither.
Oh no. 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 I don't think they're gonna announce the full. It's probably gonna be like close, like just there when they finish announcing everybody.
I didn't realize this was like kind of right in downtown too. I thought it was a little bit further out and shit.
No, yeah. Yeah, it's downtown. Yep.
Yeah, it's down near downtown. Yep. I remember when we bought our tickets or whatever, they gave you the address and everything. I was like, oh, shit, that's right in downtown. I know exactly where that's at or whatever. I didn't realize that was downtown. I thought it was like near a park or some shit like that or whatever. But yeah, it's like right in downtown. If I'm sober enough, maybe we can go to Casey's.
I don't know. About that. I don't know about that one. Yeah, we're having cigars too, so it's gonna be some shit.
I meant to eat, not to drink.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. If we're not clean by that point.
If we're cognitive enough to, that is true. Because by the time 6 o'clock hit, I know me and Cody probably say, "Well, we'll probably get out at like 3 or 4." Next, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night, and she's like, "Yeah, man, I said I was gonna leave it."
She was because Ricky's gonna be there, right?
Yeah, Ricky will be there.
Yeah, because you already know he's gonna go probably till 6 and fucking beyond, and you know he's probably gonna hook it up.
My boy Tall JB will be there, who owns his own store now. And he'll be there. So,
yeah, we definitely gonna be there.
And Ricky gonna be there. You know I'm gonna follow his ass around.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Be like a little rat looking down his shoulder. Like, what'd that be about, Ricky? should I drink that too? I said, hey, I respect Ricky a lot, so hell yeah, fuck he do, yes. That dude is the godfather of tequila as far as I'm concerned or whatever, so yeah. If I see him sipping on some shit and I see him give a thumbs up, because Ricky got that stern face, you don't know what he meant.
Yeah, he got a good poker face.
I saw him when he first talked, I remember when he first talked about Cabal to us, when he was pointing at, that motherfucker was just pointing at brands of tequila brands, and I was just looking at him, I was like, he's like, don't drink this one, this is shit right here, but this one was good. I remember when he put, that motherfucker's eyes lit up, I was like, ah, that's where it's at then, and I'll tell you this right now, the next time I see him, I'll be like, yo, that Cabal you told me, I was like, rightfully so. They sell that shit at Costco too, by the way. I was like, and they sell a shit ton of El Tesoro there too, by the way, at Costco. I mean, a shit ton of it. So, I have to start making Costco tequila runs now. Shit. The only reason why I know this is because Ricky does Costco tequila runs and whatever. So, I think he goes every other week and shit. So he just stacks up a lot of shit. I mean, if he lived in there closer, I'd be like, can I come over real quick? I just want to see your shit, whatever. Because his stash is. This tequila stash is fucking huge, man. It's incredibly huge. Oh my God. I didn't even think about it. I hope El Tesoro is there so we could try that Booker's.
Ooh.
I didn't even think about that, Cody.
I don't know how I didn't think about El Tesoro. Shame on me.
Because I don't think we've tried their higher end shit yet, huh?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we've only tried their single barrel shit, which was the Blanco, if I'm not mistaken, single barrels. You got yours from K&L, right?
K&L. Mm-hmm.
And I got mine from Court. So, yeah, we've only had those two. We have not tried their Reposado Añejo and then their aged stuff in, like, Laphroaig, Knob Creek, or Booker. So, ooh, that might be the first one hit up. Might have to pull a Dewey Cox on them and be like, I want some of that shit. Oh, man. But enough about all that good joy. That's September. You should see I got everything marked. I got that shit saved on calendar. I got an alarm ready to go, Cody. Fuck a 12:30. My ass will be there 11:30 at the gate.
Ooh, I just can't wait till we get that final lineup. So we just set our sights and get that list going. And map out what we're going to hit up.
You know what? September 7th isn't that far.
It's not. It's really not. It's going to be here before you know it.
That's why I was trying to rush through July. I want this shit over with. So we get to August. So once we're in August, Cody, that's when you know. It's like, oh, shit, it's coming up, whatever.
Yes.
So my black ass will be taking my vitamins. I will make sure I'm healthy and no allergy-free that goddamn day or whatever. I will not be missing this fucking event for nothing or whatever. Even if I got to go back to Bunker Boy safeness or whatever for the fucking 2 months, whatever shit. This is the
by
one
any event, means necessary.
This is the one event I've actually planned. I don't plan events anymore. This is the one thing I planned months in advance. my black ass need to be at. Okay, so
this is the last draw Super Bowl right here.
It really is.
This is for all the marbles, man.
It's no refunds neither. So
nope.
Might have to take that week off from work. I can't get sick from none of y'all. Coughing for this shit.
Man, that contract in blood, goddamn it.
I'm going to do one of them IV water things. Yes. Want that shit in my veins, baby. Come on.
I'm going to just freeze myself. Fuck it.
Come on, looking like. I'm going to have to sell Yellow's codes out to you, except they're tequila brands. P4, Cabal, motherfucker starts shaking. Sweating and shit. Falls to his knees and be like, I'm activated. Oh shit. But it is Celebrity Spirit Month. Cody, what are we sipping on over there?
Oh, and we have a fun one today. I believe will be a fun one. It is Celebrity Spirit Month, and so I went with I think it's probably one of the more popular or well-known celebrity-owned brands out there. So a lot of people probably listen to this right now. I know you're no stranger to this particular spirit. I'm certainly not a stranger to this particular spirit. My girlfriend, this is actually her go-to gin when she makes us those delicious extra dirty martinis of hers. Absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. And that is the special, the limited edition version of Aviation American Gin.
Yep.
Owned by Mr. Ryan Reynolds himself.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
This is the Deadpool limited edition. Version right here. I love this bottle the way it looks. Just to start off, you can't really see it on the
camera. It looks like a Jaeger bottle.
Yeah, that's what it looks like in the camera. In real life, there's no green tones to it at all. It's actually like a purplish, smoky gray kind of thing going on.
I meant the shape of the bottle color. More so, not the actual color or whatever. But what was the price on that one? It ain't that much different than the regular one, right?
No, actually, it's the same exact. I was just about to get onto that too. It's the same exact juice as regular everyday Aviator Gin. Only difference is it's just a limited type bottle, limited edition bottle. That's it.
The price is the same then, right?
Exactly the same. I got it for like $30 or some shit like that.
You might as well just put that on every fucking bottle there.
But I thought this would be a fun and obvious one because obviously Deadpool Wolverine is coming out later this month. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Why not? Aviation gin.
Deadpool. Well, we haven't had gin on here in a while.
Exactly. When was the last time we had gin on here? Did we do gin last year?
It was last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember.
Okay. It's been a while.
We mixed it with, didn't we do it with, we had a combined month for gin, didn't we? We had like a gin.
I think so. It was gin.
Gin and rum, maybe.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think we were too fond of the rum, so we mixed it with gin or whatever and shit.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like, fuck it.
Literally. Yeah, fuck it.
To be honest, I don't remember gin all that well neither, to be honest, though. I remember I don't think we hated it. I remember we enjoyed it, especially the.
Yeah.
But,
I think you just kind of just came and went for the most part.
Yeah, because
no really lasting impression.
We did a gin cocktail because I remember I made my Kinobi Lies. I did Japanese gin, and like you said, I just don't think it left an impression realistically. I still like it. Didn't hate it. It didn't do what mezcal did.
Definitely not.
No, it didn't make me say fuck this month or whatever, or anything like that. No. So and I remember saying it had the best nose. I just think that it just, you know, it was what it was or whatever. But, hey, them botanical gardens, Cody.
Hell yeah.
They hit.
They do. They can. They definitely can.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Just about to pop this bad boy open. I love the little Deadpool sticker on the cap right there as well. Nice little touch. Pop this open.
Any quotes on there of Deadpool's?
Nope. Nope. No, that would have been a nice touch, though.
Yeah, I'd have put like maximum effort on there.
Yeah, maximum. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Some little line of his, or whatever, like just maximum effort or whatever it may be, or you know, or I don't know. You just touched the tip, some shit like that.
That would work too.
Like maybe
that fucking popcorn bucket out there. So
yeah. Maybe they could have put it like around the cap, like this is the tip, like you know. So. Are you just you nip the tip? I think is what he said.
Yeah. All right, going for the nose here. Yeah, you know, I might be biased, man, because I think I have to say gin. I think it might be like my favorite smell of spirit.
No, it is. It is. We said this before.
The profile, it's just so clean and effervescent. It always smells like a kind of like an ocean breeze.
Some botanical, baby.
And then the juniper berries, man. It's just so. I just want to bathe in this shit.
It is. It's the best smelling spirit of all time.
I know this fucking smell so much.
I don't give a damn what spirit you have. Whatever. It is the best smelling spirit of all time.
Man, it smells so fucking good.
Yeah. Even when it tastes like shit, it still smells good.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't think we've ever had a shit tasting gin on it. I don't remember.
No, we never had a bad gin on here.
No, but I will say they smell fucking great.
So yeah, it's just a real just pure clean smelling. Some floral notes on there. Like I said the juniper berries, like you said, the botanical gardens is all I think about when I smell
botanical
this shit.
Gardens,
the botanicals.
Kind of like Aegis Elba's private garden.
Yes, exactly.
I bet if we knew Aegis, he'd be like, y'all are never going to let this go, are ya? Like, nope. No, hell no, dude. That shit was corny as fuck. Yo.
Classic moment in our podcast history right there.
Yeah. That's when we found out your name was The Driss, baby. The Driss. Would you ever make a song called Private Garden, Cody?
No.
Yeah.
It just sounds weird.
Yeah, it's just something.
It's like some creepy shit, actually.
Got like some Diddy shit going on in it.
Yeah, some Epstein shit. I don't know about that. Yeah, private guys. Wake up, Idris.
He said, "Wake up, Idris." That's why you got.
I'm playing. I actually like Idris though.
That's the thing about Idris. Like, I bet he's, like, the most funnest person to hang around with and shit like that. That dude just sucks when it comes to talent. I don't hang around you and your music career. Your movies ain't really that. I mean, they ain't really shit. To be honest, like, you might got a hitter here. I think he does great with voice work. All of his voice work shit I've seen him do was amazing. I don't think his acting is all that, you know, fantastic.
I've seen it before.
His music. Imagine if he invited you to his concert. Yeah. Look at him. That's one of those things. You'd be like, I think I'm good, Idris.
You a DJ, right? Yeah. I just want to listen. Just do that.
Just DJ. I don't even know if he can do that right, to be honest. I feel like he'll pull some Vin Diesel shit on you or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to that. You don't want to paint a girl? Have you ever painted your girl on the beach, Cody, yet?
No, that's shit. That's, I think all sides would hate that. fuck you painting for, Cody?
You could be the next Michael B. Jordan, Cody.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do push-ups on your girl?
No.
You don't want to do that, Cody?
You want to talk about what the kids call it, glow up? That motherfucker came a long way from that bullshit.
And he petty as fuck about it, too. That
was some dark times right there.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, if he would have came up with that before that Chronicle shit, mm-hmm. I'd have been looking at him like, nah, I'm good, bro.
They might as well have that brother in a leash.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be goddamn.
That motherfucker. He looked like I hate to say it, he looked like a rapist, so the way he was fucking chasing that girl. Shit. I'm sorry, MBJ. I'm sorry. I like you a lot, but
damn.
It looked creepy the way he was chasing her around. Like, you know, like when you're trying to grab a girl's ass and she's like, no, I was just skipping around. That's what he was doing. I was like, stop, dude, please. Stop it, please. Just stop it, MBJ. Just stop it. And I mean no disrespect to you, because I know you petty as fuck, and you'll come after a motherfucker for some shit like that. Because you remember that chick that tried to interview him, and he was giving her that side eye like, oh yeah, remember the corny kid in school and shit. And she was like, no, I never said that. And he was just like, No, you said that shit. Yeah,
he kept those receipts from like 2 decades ago. That's real venom right there.
Oh, yeah. And I admire every bit of that, too, by the way.
Yeah, no, I admire the fuck out of that.
Yeah, because he probably was looking at her. He really wanted to say, bitch, I'm in GQ now. Butt-ass nigga. Yeah, that's what he really wanted to fucking say or whatever. You know, like, he was like, yeah, I'm in a fucking jewelry commercial right now, bitch. Yeah, you wish you could fuck me now, huh? Mm. He probably told her that off air. He's like, he snuck up behind her like Captain Irwin from Attack on Titan. He'd just sneak up on Irwin and just be like, you want to fuck me, don't you? Guess what? You ain't getting none of this. Like, so... Yeah, he gave her that side eye, and that's why I was like, mm-hmm. My desperate ass would have been like, I'm down. My career would be ruined in the first month, okay? I can tell you
right now. First week. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to let the celebrityness like kind of like, you know, thin out a little bit. You know? Get some leg room, Cody. Because I got to tell you, all the women in my past, they ever came back, I'd be like, yeah, you ain't getting shit. But there's this one from high school I do remember. Wouldn't give me the time of the day, huh? Give me the time of day, huh? Thought we was friends. She friends on me. Gave me that friend shit, whatever. So I was just like, I could see her coming back in my life. I was a celebrity now, Cody. And on my ass, I'd look her up and then be like, yeah, how much time you got? We can go. We got 10 minutes. Career ruined right there. Be the first interview. Have you been fucking your enemies, JB? Yes. 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 I fucked every one of them. Every one of them. Yes. Yes. My celebrity show would be over with in a week, Cody. I don't think it would last. They dig up my pad. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my, it's over. There is too much audio of me talking shit, Cody, out there in the world to not be able to find, be like, yeah. The fucked up part about it is I wouldn't deny it. I'd be like, yeah, that was good. Yeah. Yeah, that definitely was, yeah, I can't. I wouldn't be able to say shit to anybody. I'd be like, you know, I wouldn't be able to talk shit about the next man or anything. Like, I'd just be like, yeah, that was me. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that or whatever. Yeah. Did you say this about Bukin Wood? But yeah, I did say that. I don't feel bad about it because I don't know that Negro, but yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I don't think I've ever said anything as extreme as Ryan Garcia, though, lately. I don't know if you know. Yeah. I love his defenders. That's what's so fucking hilarious.
There's always that.
Did you see his apology tour he's on right now? That shit was worse, dude. I would just shut the fuck up at this point.
I would just go and hide. Just shut the fuck up. Put your little statement out there. Just go and hide. Just don't do any tours. The more simple you keep it, the better off you are with this shit. That's what I noticed with situations like this. Just keep the shit simple.
I think if you were a celebrity, honestly, just delete your fucking Twitter.
Yeah, just don't even be on social. Why are you on social media? Just don't.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, like
nothing
maybe
good, usually nothing good comes from it.
I think Instagram maybe you can get away with because you just post photos. So like,
yeah,
I would just deactivate your story mode that way you don't upload some shit by accident, or whatever. But like, I think maybe Instagram you just post some photos and shit like that. Like, I gotta tell you, if I became famous, Cody, Twitter would be gone. Yeah, I would delete that shit right away. Matter of fact, before I even signed the contract, I would delete Twitter. I would be like, goodbye. Instagram, I would take a back seat on it. I would definitely delete that profile. I'd be like, yeah, you're gonna get rid of this.
Yeah, probably.
we're not gonna say this, we're gonna get rid of that. Yeah, and then I'd be like, all right, where are you gonna be sign at? Whatever. Ryan Garcia, he just Jesus Christ, man. I mean, talk about like being a dumb fuck. What a dumb fuck. I hate to say this or whatever, but he's got to be the stupidest motherfucker ever. Like, hey. Latino people, y'all gotta check your boy. And I don't mean check him like check his language. And I mean y'all gotta really like pull him aside and be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, what in the hell? He done went on some rant about blacks, Jews, and Muslims. I mean, not really a rant on Jews. He just said F the Jews or whatever and shit. Well, that's a whole different conversation, whatever, but shit. But then he said, fuck Muslims, and I don't know what his beef with Muslims, and then he fucked N-words, and then I don't even know how George Floyd came up. He's like, yeah, I'd like to bring him back to put him back down. I was like, the fuck did he do to you?
It's just like real malice And I just wonder where does that come from? And
well, he claims he's in rehab now, Cody. He said it was
now you're in rehab.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he was drunk and shit. And I was just like, okay. Me and Cody have had this talk before. We've been drunk or fucked up, I should say, more than drunk or whatever. I ain't never once said no racist shit though.
No racist. No. Why?
No.
Yeah.
Like I'll be real with you. I'll fuck with our own people. Like I like a Kenny. I'll fuck with him and be like, but I ain't even drunk. Whatever. I just like shooting the shit with him, fucking cracking jokes on him and shit. But never like no malice, hating type shit like that. like I love when people get caught though. That's the first thing that goes. It was like, oh, I was drunk. Whatever. Like I'm kind of tired of alcohol getting the rep for this. Because me and Cody, we've been drinking for 17 years. Yeah, damn, it's been a long time now. I can't recall ever having a racist output after drinking, Cody.
No.
Matter of fact, I can't even recall having a racist output ever. Let alone when drinking. But hey, they need to bring back that Chappelle skit, when keeping it real goes wrong. Yeah, because the boxing league dropped his ass fast, Cody. It's like, yeah. I don't know how to tell you this, brother, but the boxing is full of black people, Jewish people. I'm not really sure on Muslim peoples. I can't really speak on that, whatever. But Muslims handle a lot of financial in these combat sports things, whatever. So I wouldn't be shocked if they are. So, yeah, your shit's fucked, dude.
To put it plainly.
Yeah, there's this thing called don't shit in the hand that feeds you. Yeah, you a dumb motherfucker. You got to be the stupidest motherfucker alive. If we was giving out awards, I think we were at one point. Cody, weren't we giving out awards for a dumb motherfucker alive?
I think we were.
I can't remember what it was called now.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. We're just going to call it the Dumb Motherfucker Award. Yeah. Dumb Motherfucker of the Year Award. He's first nominee, I guess.
Yeah. You might be the only nominee.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty out there. I'm sure there's more. But right now.
You just want to talk about fumbling the bag hard. Yeah, your ass fumbled bags. Yeah. And the fact that he's still doubling down on it, it's just like, dude, shut the fuck up. I notice a lot of people ain't been condemning him neither, though, too. And many, obviously, besides black people and shit like that. But yeah, I've noticed not that many people condemning him. So I'm like, tells me something else there, too, as well. Because I can tell you this right now. I'm not even a big fan of him. But let Floyd Mayweather say some shit like he said.
Oh, God.
They'd have stripped that motherfucker of all his jewelry.
He hate his ass already, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people hate his ass already. Now, imagine if you would have said, fuck Muslims and Jewish people, and I guess he can't say really fuck black people, so let's just say, like, fuck Latinos or whatever, something like that, whatever, so, because he is black. Now, imagine if he did that, Cody. Oh, my God. That motherfucker would have had to pay reparations to each three groups. They would have robbed his ass blind. They would have robbed that motherfucker blind or whatever shit. I mean, his shit would have been done. So yeah, the Dumb Motherfucker Award goes to here in the last drop is Ryan Garcia.
The dumb motherfucker of the week. There we go.
Yeah,
Ryan Garcia. Yeah,
he definitely takes the cake.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week because there'll be another dumb motherfucker around too. Yeah. How you liking that gin you over there sipping on, Coke?
I actually have not sipped it yet.
Oh shit!
Sniffing it. Yeah.
That's the thing about gin. Every time we have it on here, we sniff it for so goddamn long. Mm. We don't sip it.
Mm. Clear my air passage real quick. Ahem. All righty. Just going for the palate here. Mm-hmm.
Is that the gin your girl uses to make her martinis, by the way?
That is the one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Aviation. This is it's extremely mild. There's a bit of like a spice kick on the front end.
When you say mild, what do you mean by that?
There's not much of a punch to this.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember like the last gin I had just straight up. Don't recall.
It's probably on this show.
Yeah, maybe. but I remember it being more of like a punch Yeah. I don't know if that's just like obviously like a, probably maybe it might have been a higher ABV gin, or maybe the thing about this too. I forgot to bring this up. This is actually an American gin. So what I've learned with those in my limited research, these are going to be more, I guess, spice forward than juniper forward. I guess which, you know, with the berry they use for gin. So I'm definitely getting that. You do get that juniper in the back end.
I've only had Japanese gin. Even on this show. I've only done Japanese gin, even on this show.
Right, right, right.
Never had American gin.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like the beginning of the palate. It's like a, you know, the spritz, like it's kind of like peppery thing kind of going on.
Yeah.
You say the juniper berries there, a little bit of a citrus kind of lemon. Sounds going
kind of,
on.
Sounds kind of boring to you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Just like a, like a bitterness washing over the palate that kind of lingers in the finish too. Finish is not much there. Maybe it's like a faint floral kind of thing going on.
Mm. It's like Ryan Reynolds' career outside of Deadpool, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Or shame about playing a superhero. Yeah. Yeah, this is okay.
Hey, don't say that about Andrew Garfield. That motherfucker had one more. One more. One more.
Please, Lord.
Yeah. One more. Would you say Christian Bale is the only one that played a super that's probably like stuck out the most though in other roles?
Christian Bale. Yeah, I would say so. I guess you could argue Robert Downey Jr. too, because he just got his Oscar. So you should argue that. But that's probably like the only two.
Plus, they were established before they became those.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think with Batman though, is that motherfucker gets replaced every 5 years. So it,
yeah, you don't care about that. Yeah,
you tend to kind of forget the
yeah. Same thing with Superman. You're like, okay, you'll see your ass again in 5 years.
Nobody gives a fuck about Superman. What are you talking about? What you talking about, man?
But yeah, this is really okay. Like I said, I'm not too mad about purchasing this. Like, I like the bottle; it's cool. It does make a nice $30 bottle. You know, whatever, yeah. It's $30 for a bottle. No, nothing.
It's a cocktail bottle. It sounds like
it is really much a cocktail bottle. Yeah, this is much more suited to a mixer, I believe, as opposed to just a straight up sipping gin. This is not doing it for me, really, in that realm. But you know,
your first of list is what you're telling me. Then,
it's not bad or by any means.
Well, I meant just based on this year, though.
Yeah, that's very true, because it's been a high octane, high caliber fucking year we've been having so far. So you're actually very right about that.
I mean,
that is a great point.
You got to do a top five worst of at the end of the year, and even though this may not be like, oh, god awful like your previous year, out of the year you've had of last drops, I've heard two bottles so far where you just went like, yeah, not bad.
That's true.
Like, whatever, you know. I guess we'll find out towards more of the end of this year, though, when it comes to you, because you've been having like killer after killer. So
right. Yeah, this is a very unremarkable pour. Like I said, not the worst I've ever had. Certainly not the best. Yeah, just kind of there. This is going to the mixer section of the cabinet.
This back to back for you too.
It is.
Did that Corazon last time?
Yeah. That shit.
Which, by the way, I saw a bottle of that shit the other day. Man, I was like, is this bottle ever gonna go away?
That's positive. This, at least it's not Corazon, so it's got that going for it.
It's like 1792. That shit's just everywhere. That Corazon bottle.
Yeah. This is getting a 1.5 for me. This is very unremarkable pour. It's drinkable on its own. But yeah, this is definitely should be relegated to a mixer and nothing more.
Damn.
Than that. It's whatever. It's there.
So when Ryan Reynolds does those commercials pouring that shit, you're just staring at him now going like, why are you lying to people?
Yeah, you're lying like a motherfucker. Don't be lying. Some of these people don't like that. That's fucked up, man. Supposed to be a superhero. What you doing?
I'm about to say, so this is the worst gin you've had then, huh?
Yeah.
Not even close.
That's correct, sir.
Wow. So yeah, I would say so far this is probably the worst month we've had so far.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So far.
I think I gave
mine. Which I guess kind of checks out because, you know, that remember we were talking about going to this month. Mm-hmm. That reputation about celebrity alcohol. We're talking about that.
It's really I mean, honestly, if we would have did it like 2 years ago or even 5 years ago when we first started talking about it, because I remember that was Cody's first idea when we first started this show. He's like, let's do a celebrity drink month or whatever and shit, right? It probably would have been all fuckets back then.
Yeah. And I already bumped the rest of my lineup for the coming weeks. So I'm hoping those pan out better. I think they will. We'll see. Jury's still out on that.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping those pan out much better than what this offering, the offering of the first 2 weeks.
For tequila week, I got my Sincoro. And then for mix and match, I got my whiskey I'm picking. I haven't had this whiskey in a while neither. So I remember not really caring for it. So yeah, I don't really think this is gonna be. I might even sneak in a little Casamigos mini, maybe, because I think this is a fifth week. Maybe I'll do a Casamigos or whatever.
Oh shit, we can do a little mini. I also got a mini downstairs too.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, let's do that at the end of the week.
We'll do like a little small little mini.
I think I have a mini too as well.
Yeah, I think it's a Blanco I have down there, or I might have both Blanco and the. Anejo, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
This is one of those 5 week months, so. So
got you. Okay. For sure.
Pull that off then. Yeah, so maybe we'll do a Casamigos week or whatever then with the minis and shit. Maybe I'll go get another mini. Because I think I'm with Cody. I think I got a Blanco or some shit like that. And it came in like a gift bag or some shit I got.
Yeah.
So
I got mine with some bundle or something like that.
I would never buy a full bottle of that shit. So
fuck no.
Yeah, they can keep that motherfucker. So, I actually forgot we were gonna do this because I haven't watched it. But I'm gonna just go based off. And plus, my dinner plans just canceled, so I got some time now.
Oh, shit, well, there you go. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, man, that Transformers, baby. You drinking that with Transformers, Cody, or what?
No. I'm pouring something else.
That would piss you off.
Actually, no, I'll make a martini. I'll rock it. I'll do that.
Because drinking that straight would piss you off watching Transformers.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. No.
I think you should drink the Transformers logo drink with a Budweiser or Bud Light.
Nah, that's okay. I'm
not. The Mark Wahlberg drink of choice, Cody. I haven't watched these movies, but I'm just gonna go through the second and third film just to talk about my highlight, because we just said we're gonna skip that first one or whatever and talk about it, whatever. I don't even know. I guess I can go to Amazon and we watch the Mark Wahlberg versions. So we're gonna just knock out the Shia LaBeouf ones here, and we done with the review now.
How we literally review these movies every fucking year. Yeah, all right, we're gonna fast track these the first two movies, but next week I will be watching fucking what was it, last night? Last night was the fifth one.
Yeah, Age of Extinction. I'm gonna watch that one. That shit was hilarious.
That does require annual viewing. Yeah. Even the third one.
The last time we reviewed it and I rewatched it, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, but yeah, that fourth one, that holds a special place in my heart, because it's we'll get into that anyway.
Me and Cody watched that movie at the same time in different theaters, and we were texting each other the whole fucking time. We was just like, yo. Why won't they bring that back to theaters, Cody? I would actually go back to. I haven't been to a movie theater.
I would camp out for that shit. I'll be the only motherfucker out there. I wouldn't care. They brought back Phantom Menace. Bring back goddamn Age of Extinction.
Sony brought back Spider-Man. What is it? Universal or Paramount? I can't remember now. That owns
Paramount, I think.
It's Paramount. I think you're right.
Yeah, Paramount. I think the ride is at Universal, but it's a Paramount movie.
Well, then they fucking need to do that or whatever and shit, because I would easily go back, because me and Cody actually never saw those together. All the bad shit we've seen together, by the way. Jesus Christ. We ain't never seen that together. I just remember texting Cody, though, in that fourth one, it won't end. Like, it just kept going. Don't you got like an upstairs patio or something like that too?
I do. I do.
Man, yeah. Well, if you had a if you had a projector,
yeah, we talk about yeah.
That is a perfect date night for Cody right there on that rooftop.
Man, I would love to host a watch party.
Now, granted, if you did that with your girl, she'll probably walk out on you. She's like, I can't take no much more. It has been 2.5 hours, Cody, and this shit is still going. Like, yeah. I want to say the third one, as long as that shit was, the fourth and fifth one just said, yeah, hold my fucking beer, bitch. Hold my beer, whatever. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. How many fucking movies is it, by the way? I don't even remember now. It's
You talking about the Michael Bay?
Yeah, the era? Michael Bay. I don't give a fuck. There's about other shit. Don't count.
Five total.
Five. Okay. Third, fourth, fifth. Okay, we got 4 weeks left. So third, fourth. Okay, how about this? Let's talk about the second one. A little brief in, and then we'll do next week third, and then the fourth, and then Casamigos. We will talk about that. That is actually hilarious. Casamigos with the fifth Transformers film. That is fucking hilarious. You want to talk about a bad fucking holy shit, that is like one bad fucking day right here. The movies are so fucking long, you couldn't even do conversations over the fucking film, because they that's a lot of it. That second film, I remember, I think I told Cody, that was the first film I ever saw as a screener. I remember my professor in college invited me to that. Well, he couldn't go. He gave me and my brother tickets to it. And he went to the I don't know if it was the world premiere, but I know it was the premiere of it in L.A. And I remember seeing Megan Fox, Shia LaBeouf, and all them. I was like, oh, this is dope. Yeah, and I remember, I don't know if I ever told this, I saw the first one 6 times in theaters.
Oh, shit, okay.
I thought that shit was so funny, Cody. People didn't understand it. They was just like, no, it was a good action film, whatever. And I remember me and my brother, for some reason, me and him used to do this. We'd go watch movies to laugh at. I think we saw that like a total of 6 fucking times, whatever and shit. And we just like laughed in theaters. And like one of our buddies, my buddy Tony back in the day, he was like, what y'all find so goddamn funny? I was just like, that shit was dumb. Like, like it was just like dumbish. Me and my brother used to go watch the Michael Myers films together. Like we would wait till like midnight and shit. And we was, you can call us those loud ghetto Negroes in the theater. Where we was loud. I remember when Rob Zombie once came out, he was like stomping that dude so out.
Fucking bad.
They're so bad. They're funny though. They're so bad. They're funny. Yeah. They're so goddamn goofy and shit. Like, I mean, we were just cracking jokes in this crowd. So we did the same thing with the first Transformers. But I didn't really think this would be like a franchise like that. I just thought it was just like inside jokes that me and my brother had about this film, like that no one was really talking about. I thought people actually liked the movie at the time, because I was like, what? That came out in like 07 or some shit like
that? Oh, yeah. 2007, yep.
And yeah, I was like 19 at the time. So I thought people liked the movie. I remember it made a shit ton of movie money, and I was like, oh, I guess people like it. I was like, yeah, it was cool, I guess, whatever and shit. I was like Optimus murdering people and shit like that. Yeah, it was dope, whatever. I thought the plot was stupid as shit, and I just thought Anthony Anderson was a goddamn buffoon in it.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah.
I forget he was in it. He really was a buffoon. He didn't do that movie any favors.
Yeah, and like, and funny enough, that movie's boring as shit, though. Like, I mean, it is boring as shit. Until it gets to that end when they're on that freeway, and you don't even know why they on a freeway, neither, because you just like, why they on a freeway? And then Jazz just cracks you up the most. But so when we got to that second film, I was like thinking like, oh, they're going to take this serious now. Like, this is a franchise. They're going to take this serious and shit. I was at the premiere of this shit, Cody. I was like, yo, my first ever premiere. This is going to be dope. I got Shia LaBeouf and fucking Megan Fox in the corner, who looks better on camera than in person. No offense. Like, she was aging at that time. I was like, what the fuck? Is she aging already? I mean, ain't she my age? I just remember, we were just cracking up in the theater. I know people were probably pissed off at us or shit. I mean, if they could have kicked us out, they easily would have kicked us out, because John Turturro was just such a fucking goon in that fucking film. And then when it got to the ending, Cody, with the whole scrapping that fucking robot for parts and shit, whatever, and then like Optimus talking about I need to fly, and then like the robot with balls and shit like that, I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude? And then they got rid of Jazz, to actually put some real Negro bots in there. I was like, yo. I remember people kept saying that was the voice of SpongeBob. I didn't fucking know that because I wasn't like no movie guy back then. I just kept saying, what white dude did they get to voice this? Because you know that wasn't a brother. And I didn't even know it was the same person either, by the way. I was like, yo. I just remember, I didn't rewatch this film. People were just giving a quick little run through. I just remember in the first half of this film, they had chasing this giant ass robot in Tokyo. And when they catch this motherfucking Killer Cody, they got the audacity to say, we can't let this get out to the public. I was like, yo, y'all just leveled Tokyo. I guess in Michael Bay's mind, this is before I knew he was pro-American. I guess he just think Tokyo some little shithole water country, huh? Like he didn't think that city was like big or nothing like that. No. You probably think that shit was somewhere in the country, Cody. It ain't nothing like as massive and shit like that. Meanwhile, Tokyo is one of the biggest fucking countries in the cities in Asia. You know,
goddamn well, Michael Bay don't give a fuck about geography.
That movie was Miami, proof of it.
That movie was Miami, proof of it. He don't give a fuck. Even then, he probably don't really give a fuck.
No. Cody, that movie was very proof of that because they fucking jumped from country to country in this movie. And the time zone was still the same, and so was the sunlight outside.
Didn't they do that? They did that shit in the fourth one, too, when they would go to from Chicago to China. It's like still daylight. And okay.
The same day, too. The same day.
The same fucking day. Where? Same club, all that shit. Yeah.
And the only reason why you know this is because he reminds you of it by putting the font in the bottom of the screen. He fucking tells you.
Goddamn.
He tells you the time and day and the location at the screen. The second and third film is really when I got into Michael Bay's mind, where I realized, he's a war supporting Republican. This was during the Bush times. this is the movie that let Tyrese flourish as an actor, Cody. This is the movie that told Shia LaBeouf, like, yeah, you can just do whatever the fuck you want to do because that motherfucker was just hollering his ass off. He had two modes of acting in this movie, Cody. That was him talking real fast and hollering his ass off.
Yep.
First of all, so the movie opens up with that shit, right? I fucking destroyed Tokyo. I got the audacity to say, yeah, let's not tell about this shit. And then the very next scene, Cody, this motherfucker gets that all spark on him, Cody. Mind you, we just saw the first film. For some reason, if you are a machine and you touch this all spark, it kills you. But for some reason in this film, it gives you life. Optimus the whole time kept saying, put this goddamn cube in my chest. We'll get rid of the cube. It'll kill me, whatever. So which is fucking hilarious because he sticks in a Megatron chest and it killed him. And I'm thinking in my head, why didn't we just do that plan from the beginning? Like, if that cube kills motherfuckers, why we just didn't fucking give Megatron that cube and just
I'm so glad you brought up the notion of why didn't we just do that from the beginning? Because there's something later in Transformers 2 where they do something. And I'm like, wait, why? This is the only time y'all did this? Why the fuck? Go back to this. This is the perfect plan to take. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
So, I guess a piece of this cube burns through the floor. I don't know why it just didn't burn through his whole clothing. I don't know why it just didn't hit the center of the earth then at this point. If it was burning through shit like this. And it gave all the machinery life. I was like, damn. It's only been a year and a half since the first film. And Michael Bay already forgot what the fuck he did with this thing in the first film. Remember, Cody, this movie also had that creepy-ass scene when the teacher rolled that apple to that girl and licked it and gave it back to
her. I forgot about that, dude. That was Rain Wilson, right?
Yes. Michael Bay got photos of all these actors, by the way. He got photos of all these actors. That's how he keep getting all these high-profile actors in these fucking films.
That was, I should have seen it. That was the seed for that that bullshit in the fourth movie with that Texas law. That Romeo and Juliet law. Jesus Christ.
Fuck, I had this shit laminated. Fuck, I had this shit laminated. Remember how the girl was acting when she gave the apple? She was like, ooh. And he just winked at her, and he just like, what the fuck is going on right now? People, this is in the first 15 minutes of the film. Although I skipped over the first part of the film, was there was a secret war. Opens up every goddamn film. Every goddamn film. Optimus knows about so many goddamn secret wars at this point. I'm thinking this motherfucker was the reason why the war has begun now at this point. Okay, he is bloodthirsty, and he's the reason why these wars begin, because of him. We found out that humans can turn in the train. I'll just like briefly go over quick. We didn't watch the films. I kind of forgot about it. I'm not going to lie, whatever. But don't go worry. That third film, I plan on watching, because that shit's hilarious. So I want to go over in detail about that. And then the fourth one, I definitely will be watching. There was humans could turn into Transformers, and for some reason they can look hot as fuck too. I didn't.
Yeah, they never go back to the human Transformers ever again, which is the perfect infiltration idea.
I actually don't even know what the plot of the Decepticon, what they wanted, to be honest. I will say that the good thing about the third film, we kind of had an idea what they wanted. At least they were trying to turn Earth into Cybertron.
But have you noticed something, though?
Oh, I noticed a lot of shit.
you talked about this second movie for almost like 10 minutes now. Notice you haven't once mentioned the person who the movie is fucking named after.
Fallen. Revenge of the Fallen. I don't even know what his revenge was about, what he's doing. I don't even know why he was on Earth in the first fucking place. Like, I always love how these movies just revolve around Earth. Like, all this war and death and shit like that happened, and yet the human civilization have no records of this shit until we get to the fourth film. The fifth film, sorry. And then we really learn about the history of the Autobots and Decepticons, whatever. That's... When you wait till the fifth film to explain that shit by saying they were part of like the Harriet Tubman slave trade and shit like that, or that's I'm glad he waited till the fifth film, though, because I don't think we would have appreciated it had it been in the second film. So I respected the fuck out of it when I saw it in that fifth film. I was just like, yo, Bumblebee fought the Nazis, bro. Respect to that motherfucker right there. And Optimus was the train that got the slaves free, Cody. He was on that underground rail. I saw those photos.
That's the official story.
There's a lot of screaming and yelling. I remember people liking that forest battle. I just thought that was like firing some aluminum cans against the wall. I couldn't see shit that was happening. But it was hilarious as shit because Optimus was like on a rampage. That was his first ever rampage throughout the whole series so far. And that's when he first got the idea of being bloodthirsty, because he's being all whiny and protective of Sam. And look where that got him kind of killed. And then they spend the whole movie trying to bring this motherfucker back to life. They were just like so sad about him dying. I was just like, y'all just met this motherfucker. But it was hilarious nonetheless. And we had to spend the rest of the movie, Cody, with Mudflap and Skids. Bumblebee wasn't enough, Cody. We had to get Mudflap and Skids. After Bumblebee's Oscar line, too, permission to speak, sir. That motherfucker couldn't talk again throughout this film because Michael
Bay. For some reason.
Yeah. Michael Bay said he's better as a pet coat. He's not a.
Yeah, he's cuter that way. Yeah. When he talks, yeah, he is another fucking Transformer.
Yeah. So we just need that motherfucker in the background. We're going to let Mudflap and Skids do the talking. One of them robots had a gold tooth.
Gold tooth.
And they talk like, yo, I'm going to bust a cap in there. Mind you, at the beginning of this, people thought it couldn't get no worse than this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I remember there was arguments when that third film came out. I was like, this third one's worse than that second one. Nah, that second one's still worse. This is like, yeah, you need to really rewatch that third one. You got to really watch that third one. And then John Turturro comes in, Cody, and he is just... he's great. Let's just put it that way. He might as well be Mudflap and Skids, Cody.
He might as well be.
It might as well be the Italian version of Mudflap and Skins. There really is no characters in these films. They're more just stereotypes.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, stereotypes and just types.
Yeah. And to us, we hated it, but I enjoyed it quite much.
I tell you, the writing is so fucking bad. Those characters are so goddamn flat. Like you were saying earlier, they only got like one guy, maybe one or two modes, two max. Yes. Ain't no nuance. No. Ain't no depth, nothing to these fucking characters.
No.
Like, they're all just excuses to have action sequences and the shitty ass jokes that don't fucking
Start jumping from time zones and time frames and shit. Jesus Christ. I don't know how they got from fucking Boston, Massachusetts to Egypt in the next goddamn 24 hours. I was like, all right, cool, I guess. And for some reason, the government can't find these motherfuckers, even though they got surveillance cameras all over these motherfuckers. And supposedly, the Decepticons got cameras on the world, and they're driving around in the yellow Camaro, and they can't find these motherfuckers. Only for them to find a random-ass museum in the middle of nowhere to where they find this old... Why the fuck is he aged, by the way?
Yeah, wait, why does he have a cane?
And when did the fucking Transformers confuse? I didn't know this shit either. Motherfucker did the fusion dance, and they said, Optimus... Take my part. That fucking pulls some Dragon Ball Z shit. And that motherfucker Optimus at the end of that movie when he killed the fallen Cody, motherfucker said, yeah, fuck these parts. That shit just fell off him. Like, yo, you had no respect for that.
Like, damn.
Mind you, this is right after he killed the fallen. And he killed this motherfucker in the most brutal way possible. But before that, he gave in the third film, we'll talk about this. He gave Megatron that ultimate hoodie that he now has. When he blew his fucking head halfway off and shit. And he gave him in the future films that hoodie that he'd been rocking now. But he did the fall, and that was his first, that was like one of his very first taste of blood. And he was like, I like that. I want more of this. That motherfucker stuck his hand and punched him right through the fucking head, Cody. And his head exploded like it was Punisher Warzone.
Yeah. His eyes kind of like pop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do kind of recall that. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. But I remember like his eyes, and he saw like the inner workings of his whole fucking like skull and shit.
Well, remember he was like behind this rock climbing, like begging. He had his hand. He's like, oh.
Yeah, did he already like strip him?
Yeah.
For like a bunch of parts. And he was like, he was kind of like naked or skinnier looking.
And he was like kind of begging for his life. He was kind of crawling and shit. He was talking shit still. And then Optimus just kind of snuck up behind him like he always does and just like said, yeah, now you got to die, bitch. And he just like, and I love it too because they played it in slow motion. Optimus coming behind a pyramid. Mm-hmm. And with they had that do, 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 that music kick in. And he just comes in with the jetpack on. That shit just falls to the ground, shit like that. And he's just walking in slow motion. Shit. It's like, yo.
Didn't Tony Todd do the voice of the Fallen?
Yes.
I'm not mistaken. Okay, it was Tony Todd.
It was Tony Todd.
That dude had bad luck with these villains, man. This guy between Fallen and fucking Venom, they ain't shit.
The Fallout stayed in some fucking hidden Phantom Zone for most of the film. Where was he at this whole fucking time?
He was doing on the General Zod Zoom videos like what we're doing right now. That's all the fuck he was doing. talking shit
the whole time. He was like, wait till they kill Optimus. That's when I'll come back get my revenge. Hey, man. Your revenge is for them to kill Optimus? Oh, I'm confused now, bro. Shouldn't you be wanting to kill him?
Yeah.
He was doing Zoom calls from a spaceship the whole fucking time. Megatron, you failed me, man. Your hoodie ain't shit to mine or whatever. Like, yeah. And then the movie just suddenly ends real quick with some Linkin Park music playing and Shia LaBeouf kissing Megan Fox for the last time because she don't come back.
Nope, she's gone.
Yeah, because Michael Bay was a misogynist at this time, Cody.
We mean at this time.
Yeah, which was fucking hilarious because, like, first of all, for her to say that was hilarious. Number two, it's like, girl, you had it easy compared to the next few girls. Like, I got to tell you, Megan Fox had it real easy.
Especially with that third one. Fourth one was bad, too, for different reasons. But yeah, that third one.
Motherfucker said, yeah, I'm going to get a fucking sewer shot of your panties and shit. Like that.
Oh, I was like, God damn, bro, back that shit up.
At least he had clothes on Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's true.
She was in clothes.
And she was of age, too. At least in the...
Not, Not in Bad Boy, she wasn't. But
hey, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, people, we out of time, though. We're going to come back.
Oh, that was fun. Touch back on that.
We'll give a full review of the third one. Don't you worry.
I'll be rewatching that. That's going to be
same,
fun.
Same. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.